Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the 8-Bit Adventures podcast. This is episode 294, and I am your host, Sean Hayes, here to bring you the latest and greatest gaming news of the past week. Not a lot going on. Excuse me. Not a whole lot going on this week. The big one being the Nintendo Indie World Showcase. So this might be a little bit of a lighter episode. Yeah, we'll talk about the Indie World Showcase. Lorcana. That being out. I didn't put it in the docket for today, but also Caverns of Ixalan is also out for Magic the Gathering. But sadly, I will not be able to get anything from that set. Physical, anyway. Arena is definitely an outlet for if you're a little strapped for cash, because you can just grind gold. On a gloomy Saturday here in the Berkshires. Yeah. Why don't we just get right into it? Because, yeah, most of what I have to talk about is going to be, like, Lorcana and the Nintendo stuff. So, hope everyone's doing well. Let's get into this week's topics. So, Tech Radar reports that the holding corporation Embracer has announced that it has laid off a total of 900 employees over the past quarter, comprising roughly 5% of its workforce. Now, this is something I've covered before, so this affects, like, some of the studios affected have been Crystal Dynamics, I believe Crystal Dynamics, and or Eidos. And now they've threatened to shut down Free Radical Design, who's known for Time Splitters, and they did close Volition, who makes Saints Row. So, yeah, this was announced as part of a quarterly report. They also saw a 5% decrease in sales across PC and console. But despite that, they claim that the last quarter has been one of the strongest for new releases ever. And that their internal titles, like internally produced titles, have performed twice as well. So, yeah. Embracer sucks. I mean, there's not really any way to get around that. You know, they bought up all of these companies basically to try and get their hands on everything. And then couldn't raise the capital, and now they're struggling. But yet, you know, claiming in sales calls that, like, they're doing the best ever. I'll put, if you're watching the video version, I will put cards to previous episodes where I have talked about Embracer. It's been fairly recently, so if you're an audio listener, check back in the past few episodes. I'll put which episodes they are sort of in the show notes as well. But yeah, I mean, 5% of the workforce, like, that is pretty bad. I mean, because I talked about Epic, and that, like, slew of layoffs, and that is pretty substantial. So, here's hoping that, you know, the studios that got shut down, you know, maybe they could find some other sorts of outside funding to reopen. or those employees, you know, find something else. Or maybe those employees are able to find enough capital to reopen, you know, their own studio or something. Yeah. Yeah, it sucks. All right. Next up. Chapter 2, Rise of the Floodborne. Lorcana's first expansion. So it's its second set, first expansion. Is now available at local game stores or hobby stores. Hot ticket items so far. So basically, based on previews, what people believe to be the chase cards for the set are Alice Growing Girl, Beast Relentless, Beast Tragic Hero, Belle Hidden Archer, which makes me sad, Cinderella Stouthearted, and Scar Vicious Cheater. So now I base this on what the current market prices are, which are at least $20 a card. So there are some, you know, that are, you know, still in like the $15 mark. But these are, you know, they cross that threshold of the $20 mark and are more expensive. I think the most expensive one might be Belle at like currently at $40. Hoping that as people open more product, that prices come down and stabilize a bit. But as we've seen with Chapter 1, you know, the chase cards are still hovering in like the $40 to $60 range. So here's hoping. Here's hoping that more product and more printings bring those prices down. Product will be made available to general retailers starting December 1st. So general retailing, you know, Walmart, Target. This will include Ravensburger's own website. So currently you cannot get Lorcana card, like Rise of the Floodborne cards from their own website. I believe certain products are also available now at Disney Springs. Yeah, for now, primarily you will have to go to a game store. So, locally, ours is great. It's selling at, you know, just over MSRP. The store owner has said, you know, like, even if, you know, basically keeping the prices low enough so that, like, if stuff stabilizes and there's enough of a player base that, you know, continues to grow, like, those prices will just be maintained. So, in the hopes that, like, keeping it low fosters a community. So, yeah. Additionally, comicbook.com has reported that Ravensburger has confirmed that several unreleased cards from an upcoming set were stolen and leaked online. So it seems like the card sheets were stolen, presumably by an employee at the printing company. And they are investigating the situation and are looking for anybody who can provide information. This is kind of a big deal. just because it's a Disney license, like, you don't want things leaking early, especially since it, you know, if it is in fact for Chapter 3, it's anywhere from, you know, 3 to 5 months early. So, yeah. But Chapter 2 is out now. I did get some product. I had some product saved up from streaming and freelancing money. So going to build some decks for that. I did not get any Belle Hidden Archers. It's like the one card that I was hoping for. But we'll see. We'll see. I did get some valuable stuff that I made. look for trades or to trade in for it's not quite store credit, but essentially store credit to then get buying singles. Sorry, my dog is barking and Monty's having a meltdown right now because everybody else went to the store. So I'm going to be right back. There he is. The fluffiest boy has graced us with his presence. Nope. All right. For audio listeners, was my small fluffy white dog, long time intended to be visitor of the podcast, has, you know, decided to have a meltdown, wandered in, decided he doesn't want to be any part of it, and then wandered back out. So, all right. Last bit of news. Nintendo held an indie world showcase broadcast this week, showcasing some upcoming indie titles coming to Switch. Gonna get it out of the way right now. No Silk Song. you know, that was kind of the big joke going into it, was everybody trying to see if Silk Song was gonna announced in this, and it's like, nope. I think Silk Song is turning into, geez, what was the PS3 title? Was it the Last Guardian? Excuse me. Or something, where it was in development for like 15 years. hoping it's like that and not, what was it, Duke Nukem Forever, where it was in development for like 25 years or something before, and then shelved several times. Alternatively, it's turning into the Metroid Prime 4. It got announced and then kind of nothing. So, but yeah, there were a couple of titles, some interesting stuff. I'm not going to go over everything that was announced, but just highlighting a few things. Shantae Advance Risky Revolution is a sequel to the original Shantae for the Game Boy Advance that they just never finished. And so they decided to go back, quite some time later, to finish it up, port it to Switch. It has GBA style graphics, you know, so it is pixel art, but it's not like high res pixel art. So it's almost as if, you know, they just like that it would have been a game released on the GBA Nintendo Online service. So that's coming in 2024. It will include like a multiplayer brawl mode. It's wild. This, because speaking of, you know, games like 20-ish years old, maybe 25, something. Yeah, it's like 20 plus years in the making. So, Core Keeper, which is available on Steam currently, but it's a survival sort of base building game, set in subterranean caverns. That is coming in summer 2024. Howl, this one looks really, really fun. This is a tactical strategy game, where you are like a hunter who is deaf. And your brother got taken by a werewolf, and you are sort of seeking answers. And instead of in this story, instead of biting people to turn them into werewolves, it's like when they howl, everyone who hears it then turns into a werewolf. So the protagonist, by being deaf, is immune to the effects of this curse. But yeah, it's kind of got like a little bit of, at least it seemed like a little bit of like deck building sort of elements to it. But yeah, and just a like a storybook art style, kind of reminds me of like Wildermyth a little bit, which that had a great art style. That's available now. It came out the day of the indie showcase. Backpack Hero, which is a roguelike deck builder RPG where you get stronger by doing inventory management. So it's the main portion of the game, like the main mechanic of the game, is playing Backpack Tetris. For all you like long time, you know, Diablo, Path of Exile, Torchlight fans. Except like your backpack will expand too. So like as you, I don't know if it's as you complete missions, you like your backpack gets bigger and fills with more space. But like how you play stuff in your backpack combos with other items in there, which might like allow you to make more attacks or do elemental damage or things like that. And then when you go through dungeons, you get materials that you then bring back to do like a town building sim. This looks wild. Pixel art style. That's also available now. So like, this is great. Moonstone Island, which is available on Steam currently. It's a monster collector farming sim hybrid that is coming in spring 2024. An Outer Wilds Archaeologist Edition. So this was the big thing. People are like amazed that it's coming to Switch. It looks like they had to make some sort of adjustments to like graphical fidelity, which is kind of expected because that's a very big game. That is coming December 7th, so in like 2 weeks, two and a half weeks, with a physical version arriving sometime in 2024. So a couple other shout-outs, you know, I don't have them in the notes, but like On Your Tail is sort of an anthro character sort of mystery solving like 3D world game. It's made by an Italian studio, which is very interesting to see. And you know, it's sort of set in a location that is reminiscent of a lot of like Italian seaside communities. So yeah. Oh, and there was one more. Chimera Blade, I believe it's what it's called. Pixel art, 2D action platformer, where your sword like turns into different objects. Like, your sword gets powers to allow you to traverse the environment or do special attacks. And yeah. Yeah, there was a couple other like cozy sort of like narrative games in there. So I would definitely recommend people checking it out. But I covered the bulk of what was talked about. You know, there's also there's another game where you are traversing the Scottish Highlands. And it's kind of a platformer, but like it's in a more sort of cozy game aspect where I don't think you're like taking damage at all. But it might be more of a little like a puzzle platformer type of deal. And sort of unfolding a story about the Scottish Highlands. So yeah. Yeah, a lot of these like indie devs are absolutely killing it right now. Love it. So yeah, I'm gonna have to see, you know, how much Howl and Backpack Hero are. Backpack Hero is just like I've always inventory management is something that like kind of like a lot of people hate it. But it's something that scratches an itch for me. Is I really love doing it. And really I like trying to optimize it. You know, and that's not to say, like, you can put quality of life stuff. Like, Torchlight did a great thing where, you know, you can send your pet to town to go sell stuff. so that way then, like, you're not having to constantly, you know, use portal scrolls to go back to town to sell things. But I like doing sort of the inventory management puzzle stuff. So. And that... That's the news for this week, folks. So hope you have enjoyed that. Hope you've got some informative information out there. If you would like to see more content from 8-Bit Adventures, you can check out the website at 8bitadventures.com. If you would like to help support that content, you can become a patron over at patreon.com/8bitadventures. That supports all of the various content that I put out. So it's just a big collective Patreon. It's not one for individual products. You can become a patron for as little as $1 a month. Just want to give a big shout out and thank you to all of my current patrons. I am going to look at sort of take another pass at the rewards, kind of get some feedback on what would be good, you know, maybe put some other reward tiers, you know, maybe with some more rewards and patron exclusive things. And our opening theme is One Up by Professor Shy Guy. You can find his stuff over at professorshyguy.bandcamp.com. And with that, we're all set for today. So thank you all for joining me. As always, have fun, happy gaming, and enjoy your pie cake.